Hello and welcome back to This Week on Channel 9. I'm Dan Fernandez.
I'm Clint Ruckus.
And Clint is clearly having too much fun because there's so much cool stuff.
I know.
It's very exciting. And let's just dive right into it.
Yes.
And obviously the big announcement that we saw, I saw this via Major Nelson.
Major Nelson, yes.
Tweeting about this, which is, of course, Xbox A New Generation Revealed. So this is happening May 21st, 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. You can either watch on Xbox.com or on Xbox Live.
Yes.
So they're doing a lot of the live events, too. So that should be very cool.
Yes, I know we already got a conference room, so everyone on our team can just basically go in and watch the announcement live and have a good time. And I'm intrigued what they're going to announce because we have no idea.
Obviously, this is going to be super cool, and I think everybody wants to watch this.
Yes.
So had to make sure to mention that first. But in other news, of course, is Windows Azure Conf. So folks not familiar with it, Windows Azure Conf, it's actually a community-driven event, a full day of Channel 9 live events. So for those of you who saw it going live, Scott Guthrie did the keynote, and there was a number of different breakouts from Vishwas Lele, Chris Woodruff, a number of other folks. Probably one of the most interesting sessions. And obviously they cover everything from Azure Media Services to mobiles,
yep,
using Azure mobile services for devices like iOS, Android, and so on. And another one was what they don't teach you at school, like the other stuff after you go through like the tutorial building your first Azure app. Here's how you build kind of real stuff. So definitely a lot of valuable things. The sessions are being sliced and diced and of course will be available for on-demand watching as well.
Yep.
So cool stuff, definitely something to check out.
Awesome.
So next one is,
next
what is
up
this?
Is CodeDigger. It's an extension to Visual Studio 2012. It's pretty cool because the PEX team at Microsoft Research released this. What it does is it goes in and checks out your code and figures out, creates test cases automatically for you. So it's currently only limited to portable class library .NET code. But it goes in and helps automatically figure out, here are a bunch of edge cases for your source code on your public methods, and helps, you know, get better test coverage without actually doing any work.
And the cool thing is it is an extension of Visual Studio 2012, so this isn't like command line. You're actually, you know, jumping back to the image. You actually see the code there, generate the inputs and outputs table, and you see the values as it's going through.
Yeah, it's freaking magic. It's awesome.
So kudos to Peli, Nicola, and
yeah,
everybody working on this stuff.
Awesome.
So next thing is TypeScript. So TypeScript announced its 0.9 early previews. And the key here is there's just a number. If you're looking to stay on Sable builds, you may want to skip this early preview. Wait for the 0.9. Preview, but just for people to know in terms of what's coming down in terms of TypeScript. Now, TypeScript, of course, to take a step back or the top level view, this is the way that you can take JavaScript and add object orientation things to them. For example,
yeah,
like having classes and having reusability and inheritance and a number of different things that make programming larger scale applications using JavaScript a lot better. So TypeScript obviously adds a number of different features, and one of the things people have been asking for is Visual Studio support for TypeScript. So that's what these early previews provide. Now, there are some things that it doesn't provide as well. One example being debugging and some of the rename refactoring. So just keep those in mind. There's obviously going to be a number of different turns of the crank for these previews, but it's something a lot of people have been asking for, is VS support for TypeScript. So if that's something that you're looking for, you should definitely check it out.
Awesome.
Cool.
Up next is Microsoft announces or offers a module to scale out Node.js applications. It's using Service Bus. So those who don't know about Node.js, it basically allows you to do real-time communication, et cetera, et cetera.
It's JavaScript.
Yeah, it's
server-side JavaScript.
Yeah.
But it's in one process kind of thing.
Yeah, and then they released Socket.io to help try to make it so it could go across multiple computers. And then we have the Azure Service Bus now to do that Service.io module.
Cool.
So I believe it was Glenn Block. And Richard, I can't pronounce his last name.
Sir Otter.
There we go.
I'm guessing.
Okay. helped pull this together along with the their entire team over there, and this is what they produced. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, very
cool. So if you use Node.js, check it out.
So this is actually a walkthrough of David Cato, who, you know, we've covered. He's always done some cool stuff with Connect. He actually has a really nice walkthrough of a sample application that uses the JavaScript memory analysis tool. So the idea behind here is, as you're using this, and this is specifically for Windows Store apps that are written using JavaScript and HTML, there may be occasions where, depending on how you set your local global variable, where you're literally keeping things or references to other things that you don't need to keep. So he walks through an example, does the memory analysis of, hey, here's the baseline, here's the app running, and what things can we do to shave, I think it was like 1.8 megs off that we're keeping memory that we don't actually need to do. So it's great. Again, it's integrated directly into Visual Studio, and you get the memory analysis tools.
Awesome. I've used some of these before. It really does. They're really useful, powerful. Going back to Magic, it's awesome being able to get that real-time stack. And it's like walkthroughs like this. It actually shows you, like, oh, so that's what I was supposed to do, kind of. Because they are kind of a bit more advanced tooling.
Yeah, and sometimes you just see, like, why is this number so high? You don't really know why right at first, and then you're like, it takes you some time to actually decompose and go, why? And it's like, okay, that number shouldn't be high.
Yeah.
Let's see what's actually going on
here. Or you see a really high number, and you're like, oh, well, I can't really do much about that because, like, I have these giant images, but the images are needed.
Right,
for a real example.
Especially with a dynamic language where you're like, well, that should only be a string, and now it's an object that is referencing itself, so now I have this a graph of objects. You know, there's just so many things where you want to be able to visually see what's going on in memory.
Yep.
So, super cool tools.
Up next.
Now, you were at Xamarin.
I was.
Xamarin's Evolve Conference,
yes,
we should
say.
Yes,
the Evolve Conference in Austin, Texas. I was there last week. It was a lot of fun. I got to meet a bunch of people I knew. Got to meet a bunch of really new people. Hung out with the Xamarin crew for a bit. Just really cool stuff. This is Charles sits down with Miguel and talks about it. And you know, Charles is always has his eccentric conversations, and Miguel is eccentric. So you have two really smart guys just going back and forth.
Yes, yes, we've had Miguel certainly on Channel 9. He's always always great to talk to. He always has a lot of opinions. So definitely check this out. It's a keeper.
Yes.
So cool. Good stuff. Next up. Now, this is the Build Your Next Great Game for Windows 8. And what it is a platformer game starter kit. So the idea is, and if you see, there's three different versions of game art that's available. So you get the starter kit and the game art. And we should just walk through kind of what the starter kit is. So if you are building a Windows Store application, you can use this platformer for HTML JavaScript apps written using Canvas. And by platformer, really, we're talking like side scrollers, like people are probably familiar with Sonic or Mario Brothers.
Yeah.
So those kinds of games. They have two examples. One is sort of like a rabbit that's collecting fruit. Another is a Gwendolyn, the Lionhearted, which is more like an adventure game. So you're actually attacking as opposed to just collecting, and again the artwork. So you have something to base your app.
It's not just artwork; it's audio as well.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true. So just a number of resources for, hey, if I'm looking to build my own platform game, this is rather than starting from scratch, I can take this engine, totally customize it, build it for my platformer game.
Cool.
So definitely cool stuff. And again, everything's available open source. And what was the open game art? .org, I think it was.
I believe that's what it was.
We'll make sure to include a link into it. So, more resources for us to play, because we love free stuff. Now, what
so
is this?
True. Okay, so Rick Barraza, Matthew Shapiro, and I just was PM overhead on this. It's processing JS, and we got it to run now on Windows Store, Windows Phone, and with complete multi-touch support. And they have a creative series that walks through going from something very, very simple to far more complex, like creating a Fibonacci sequence or creating a random flower using images.
Mm-hmm.
And Rick goes through and creates these, I think they're about 15 to 30 minutes each topics covered, and it just blows your mind. We have the source code for, it's called Sketchpad. which basically lets you, in real time, type in the code, and it updates the thing in Windows Store.
Mm-hmm.
And then there is a actual application in both the phone Windows or the phone store and the Windows Store. So these did get through certification. So this is something.
And the point is here, if you're looking to sort of understand how do you processing JS is a library that allows you to do interaction and animations and stuff. It uses Canvas for graphics and maybe CSS. I forget exactly. I think it's primarily
CSS
Canvas
as well. But yeah.
But basically, you can build very sort of interesting visually.
Yeah.
Interesting eye things, candy. Whether it's
But more than eye candy, it can do more than eye candy. But it, I view it as it's an easy way for a creative to get up and going and do complex stuff.
So if you've never used Processing.js, you can download the Windows Store app.
Yeah.
Look at the samples, run them, and actually see kind of how they go through, and of course tweak, right? So because you have the code, you can do the develop, go back, develop, go back, and see this stuff. So this is totally cool, and it should be pointed out that on the phone side, this is actually using a browser.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. And so, it's HTML5. It uses a browser. We actually the phone app actually uses NFC, so it sucks in NFC, and then we update it dynamically. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's all overall very cool. So definitely check out these tutorials. Lots of cool stuff. I know you said you were you're overhead, but then kudos to Matthias and Rick.
Yes.
This is just awesome stuff. So great. Which brings us to our
picks of the week.
So 3D interaction. Who doesn't love 3D interaction? So the idea here is talking about some of the different things that of holographic experiences created for Windows 8, and we see a number of them here. This is the now Viper, of course, being for Battlestar Galactica.
Yes. Same thing with the Raptor.
Yes, and Princess Leia. So it's slightly confusing there. Just want to make sure it's
this nerd references. Just,
this isn't just Star Wars. And a globe hologram and some of the different things in unique ways. So if you're into 3D interaction, you should definitely check this out.
Yeah.
And brings us to our other pick of the week.
Yes. Pizza Hut launches a Xbox 360 app that lets you order pizza from your Xbox. My mind was blown. Like, next time me and Brian Keller do a gaming night, we're just going to, you know, be like Xbox Pizza Hut.
You know what would be cool is if they had random acts of pizza. Have you heard of this where you give people, like, random pizzas? If they had some way to gift pizza to your friends.
That would be that's like pizza roulette. That's that could be awesome or terrible.
Why? Because somebody chooses like triple anchovies.
Yeah, or for you, spicy food.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna overload the spice on you.
I get it. You hate me. You hate me. Well, on that note, we need to hug it out here. And thank you, Clint, for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And we shall see you next time. Thanks.